Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The right fielder, Beauty McGowan. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Betancourt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting second. The right fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting third. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Doug Tate. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Hoffman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Ruffing. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Red Ruffing. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tate. Maynisch reaches second base with a double. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a fly ball into left field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a pop-up towards short. Kress catches it and throws to first to double up Rogel. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer bunts towards third. Betancourt fields it and throws to first for the out. Toth moves to second. One out. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Toth moves to third. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Toth scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reagan. The throw from Mannion and he is safe. Reagan steals second. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman takes first base on ball four. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reagan scores. Hoffman moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rogel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a pop-up towards third. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder hits a fly ball into right field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-1 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rothrock for the out. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-1 in the game. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards third. Betancourt fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Betancourt. Flagstead moves to second. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Toth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Flagstead scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-0 in the game. Meyer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mannion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0-for-1 in the game. McGowan takes first base on ball 4. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mainisch hits a line drive towards first. Toth catches it and steps on first to double up McGowan. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reagan strikes out. One out. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ruffing hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manish. Ruffing reaches second base with a double. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0-for-1 in the game. Brannon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0-for-1 in the game. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hoffman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-1 in the game. Mannion hits a fly ball into left field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-2 in the game. Rothrock takes first base on ball 4. Ira Flagstedt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstedt is 0-for-2 in the game. Flagstedt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Betancourt picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Betancourt. Rothrock goes all the way around to score. Flagstedt moves to third. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tote hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Flagstedt tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-2 in the game. Tate hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McGowan. Tate reaches second base with a double. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Betancourt fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Schang pinch hits for George Blaeholder. Wally Schang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schang hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Flagstedt. Schang reaches second base with a double. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstedt. Blue reaches second base with a double. Schang scores. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McGowan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tate. McGowan reaches second base with a double. Blue scores. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Hiney Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Manish hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rothrock, who is chasing the ball. Schult reaches third base with a triple. McGowan scores. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to home to get Schult. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0-for-2 in the game. Brannan hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Flagstead. Brannan reaches second base with a double. Kress goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0-for-2 in the game. Betancourt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Strzelecki now pitching. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hoffman hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Ruffing hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rogel. The throw from Mannion and he is out, Brannan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-2 in the game. Mannion hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl McNeely pinch hits for Ed Strzelecki. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely strikes out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. McGowan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Wiltz now pitching. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rothrock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Flagstead bunts towards third. Betancourt fields it and throws to first for the out. Rothrock moves to second. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Tote hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams now playing left field. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote juggles the ball. That's an error on Tote. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards second. Reagan throws to second for one, and Rogel throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Schult moves to second. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 3 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball towards center. Flagstead settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Flagstead. Schult scores. Kress moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Browns, 5, Red Sox, 5. Billy Rogel now playing center field. Wally Gerber now playing shortstop. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brannan is walked intentionally. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0 for 3 in the game. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to second for the out. Kress moves to third. Two outs. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 3 in the game. Mannion hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kress scores. Betancourt moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Browns. Ski Melillo pinch hits for Hal Wiltz. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sam Gray now pitching. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams bunts towards third. Betancourt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reagan bunts towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Charlie Berry pinch hits for Fred Hoffman. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Ruffing strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Browns will come to bat. Charlie Berry now catching. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan misplays the ball. That's an error on Reagan. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. McGowan bunts towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to second. One out. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Maynish strikes out. two outs. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Shult strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rogel strikes out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rothrock strikes out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber takes first base on ball 4. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Tote hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McGowan. Tote reaches second base with a double. Gerber goes all the way around to score. It's Browns, 6, Red Sox, 6. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Betancourt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brannan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0-for-4 in the game. Betancourt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reagan bunts towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to third to get the runner. Williams is safe. Williams moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ruffing hits a fly ball towards center. Shult catches it and throws to home to double up Williams. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mannion hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Rogel. Gray reaches second base with a double. Mannion goes all the way around to score. It's 7-6, Browns. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Blue bunts towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to first for the out. Gray moves to third. One out. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McGowan bunts towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to first for the out. Gray scores. 2 outs. It's 8-6, Browns. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. Mainisch hits a fly ball into center field. Rogel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rothrock takes first base on ball 4. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gerber hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Tote hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.